A study on inter-country adoptions has found that there is a need for greater adoption awareness and sensitivity among the general public and among people like teachers and healthcare workers. More than 5,000 children have been adopted into Ireland since inter-country adoption was first legislated for back in 1991. Well, to bring us through the study's findings, I'm joined by Orla Traynor, who's the chair of the Adoption Authority of Ireland. You're welcome to the programme. This is a small study, but overall, how would you describe the experience of the people you spoke to?
Well, there were three findings coming through in the survey. Some were sad, some were positive, and some were quite disturbing. And the research is very important because it focuses us on our work and where we need to go with our work into the future. So the first positive thing that came out was that the parents set a firm early foundation of the children's understanding of adoption, and they provide emotional support to them. The earlier that they deal with the issue of adoption, the better outcomes that there are for children, and this came out in the report. But the other positive thing was that these children had happy childhoods where they felt loved and cared for in an atmosphere of openness and communication, and that they had the benefit of supportive parents and close communities. So they also had the benefit of country-specific peer groups, which they felt was a positive influence. But then when we get into the second finding, which was that of identity, which is a detailed dynamic, and it's particularly difficult for adopted children because they have to reconcile their birth heritage with that of their adopted families. And they have questions such as, like, who am I? Where do I belong? How do I connect with my roots? And it's particularly difficult for children adopted from abroad because they have a different cultural heritage which has to be married with their adoptive heritage.
Mm-hmm. And the people you spoke to, did they know anything about their birth parents? Indeed, how much did they know about where they had come from?
Well, the interesting thing that came out was that they felt that information was more important than reunion or relationships. And the sad thing was that they felt that the Birth Information and Tracing Act didn't apply to them, when in actual fact it very much applies to them. And we have a dedicated social worker who's there to support them through their journey, trying to connect with their roots. And if I could give you the number that they could contact.
Yeah, no problem.
01-2309-300 or birthinfo.ie. They can connect with our social worker through those channels. And there's also very good supports out there for them through Bernardo's. And the other issue that came up, which was most upsetting really, was that of the microaggressions that they experienced.
Yeah, will you tell us about that? I mean, many of the people you spoke to told you that they had experienced racism.
That's right. Seemingly casual remarks based on their adoptive status. Remarks such as, you don't look like your parents, you're lucky to be adopted. And these remarks are hurtful and invalidating, and they make them feel that they don't quite fit in. And that they're coming from people that they know well, and it's more prevalent as they move through secondary school and into college and on into adulthood. So we get beautiful handwritten letters from the children telling us that they've been bullied in school by being adopted and by being fostered. And we need to do something about that. We need more awareness out there. We need to educate the schools, the school teachers, the colleges, the sporting clubs throughout Ireland, and to try and wipe these out. So the participants described their coping strategies that they used to strengthen their perceived Irish traits in the face of discrimination, such as immersion in the Irish language and also immersion in the sports, the Irish sports. So we need to acknowledge the need for public awareness and understanding among the service providers around diversity, inclusiveness and intercountry adoption in general. And we need to increase awareness of the Birth Information and Tracing Act and the other supports available. And we need to encourage open conversation around adoption by asking children to share their stories, such as the letters that they write into us, and to acknowledge their experience and emotions.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for joining us on the programme this afternoon.
May I just say that we need to work, you know, by listening, acknowledging and supporting adopted children, we can help them build a stronger sense of self and belonging. And we need to work together to do this.
All right. Orla Traynor, thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.